Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The first witness in the Trump hush money trial in New York explained to the jury Tuesday about how a news magazine can help kill a damaging story or scandal for someone. David Pecker once ran the National Enquirer and is accused of funneling payments through former President Trump's lawyer to kill a story about an alleged affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. This was just before the 2016 election that Trump won. Prosecutors say money was buried in illegal accounting practices and is the heart of the criminal case against Trump. Trump's defense team says there was no such scheme and that the porn actress is only grandstanding. Trump himself claims the trial is an effort to subvert his political campaign by tying him up in court all the time. USA's John Schaefer with more.
After the second day of testimony, former President Trump is challenging the legitimacy of his trial.
The case is a sham. It shouldn't even be tried. It shouldn't have been submitted.
Trump alleges that the trial is orchestrated by President Biden to hinder him from campaigning.
A new report out of the State Department is blaming Israeli leaders and its military for creating a humanitarian crisis in the wake of the October 7th Hamas terror attack. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they're looking into things.
Rights abuses, you name it. We have processes within the department that are looking at incidents that have been raised.
Israel has stated it intends to complete its mission of rooting out and destroying Hamas. Congress just approved billions more in foreign aid spending for Israel as well, including weapons support. In the midst of tense protests, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson was scheduled to speak at Columbia University Wednesday, the university telling students to go with hybrid remote learning for the remainder of the semester. Demonstrations have also been ongoing at the campus of NYU. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Later this week, severe thunderstorms could bring hail, wind damage, and tornadoes to the central U.S. The initial wave of severe weather is forecasted to impact the Plains and Midwest beginning Thursday. Regions from northwest Texas to the western and central areas of Oklahoma and Kansas will face the risk of wind damage and large hail. A man is arrested and charged now, accused in the ambush shooting of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy this week. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna made the announcement Tuesday, naming the suspect Raymundo Duran.
Based on statements obtained from Raymundo Duran, witness statements, and the firearm recovered, our detectives strongly believe that Raymundo Duran is the suspect.
43-year-old motorcycle officer Samuel Aispuro was shot while he waited at a stoplight. He's expected to be okay. Disgraced Republican former Congressman George Santos is suspending his latest bid for Congress. The disgraced former congressman tweeted that he's suspending his bid to represent New York's 1st Congressional District because if he runs, he says, he'll split the Republican ticket and hand the election over to the Democratic candidate.
Three, 2, 1.
SpaceX
launching a Falcon 9 rocket that carried 23 Starlink satellites from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Tuesday night. SpaceX says the mission marks the ninth flight for this Falcon 9 first stage booster. The satellites will live in low Earth orbit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, we got the news. Of course, the Senate passed the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Joe Biden says he's going to sign that lickety-split. He was on a campaign yesterday, talking, campaign trail here in Florida, and of course, bringing out their silver bullet, the one they're counting on, and that is abortion, to divide the country all the more. And and this is the opportunity this country is in right now, is that we have got to realize and either, I guess, reconcile our mindset. Are we going to be a party of life or party of death? That's really what it comes down to. I mean, all the other stuff, you know, my reproductive rights and all this, so much gets lost in translation and confused. I'm not even sure people understand what it is that they're animated about. They're just told to be animated. You know, how dare them? It's those white people, those white men, you know, telling them what to do with their bodies. Well, not necessarily. You already did something to your body, and now you're going to the taxpayer and saying, hey, fix my problem. You know, and on top of that, the damage that's doing psychologically to yourself and to your family and to the child that is murdered in this process, by the way. Anyway, that aside, I'll let you hibernate on that for just a moment. But meanwhile, Jennifer Law joins us. We're going to talk about her new book, The Detransition Diaries, which is both personal and historical. It's personal in that it recounts the stories of 5 women and 2 men who felt they were born in the wrong body and believe the lie they were told by peers, teachers, and medical professionals. Jennifer, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, great to have you here to talk about this topic because, this is we have to have this conversation. And just like, you know, anything else, you know, whether we're talking about abortion or whatever issue culturally, those issues are not solved in the dark or in the back room. We've got to lay them out and put them up front and direct. And what you've done is awesome here. You go and you start capturing the stories of people, of what their experience is, so that we can get the truth that maybe we don't have to go like with abortion, 49-50 years of horrific experiences and then come to a conclusion. I think we're smarter than this, hopefully, and that maybe we can, ferret this out. If we want to do something apart and aside from God and not believe what God said, then go ahead and defy gravity. But I think that you can find out, like in The Defiance of Gravity, you can find out fairly quick that maybe we need to get back to the book. You know, what do you say?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I often will lament that if my elderly grandmothers were still alive today, they'd be shaking their heads that we've decided that we don't know what a man or a woman is, or a boy or a girl is, and that people can change that. Right. So it's You know, we feel like we're stating the obvious here.
Exactly. Well, Jennifer, in my culture, see what the grandmas would do, you know, when you said something goofy like that, you know, the Hispanic grandmas, they would look at you. They'd give you that eye, you know. We call it the ojo. They'd give you that eye, and you know that, wait a minute, you know, you're off track here. You better, you know, straighten out the ship, or you're going to get the next thing. And the next thing usually is like if you continue to be goofy and you defy the eye, then the abuela, the grandma, reaches down and she pulls off her house slipper, her chancla, we call it. And she pulls off her chancla and fires that, you know, over the bow of your boat. And sometimes I got to tell you, in Hispanic families especially, if you have been either hit or a chancla missile has been sent in your direction, it causes you to straighten up because you know it's an offense. And the culture is such that, you know, we respect that in such a way and honor our grandparents in such a way that we don't want to do anything that's that offensive. But, you know, but if we're deserving of the chancla and it's sent our way, then, you know, at that point, you know, it's you've amped up. You've amped up the territory with your silliness and ridiculousness, but I'm with you. I think we need more grandmas, tossing chanclas and maybe speaking out. And I know they are, but yet you know the culture wants to deafen their voice at our expense because we minimize their experience and we lose out on the benefit of that experience, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. And so we find ourselves in this obscure, bizarre point in time where we have to tell stories about people who think that they were born in the wrong body, who were led astray by the medical professionals who ought to know better, and only to realize after they've gone down this dreadful path of changing their sex and becoming a transitioned human being, you know, to find out that they've really destroyed their body.
Exactly. There's no going back, right?
There's no off switch. You know,
right.
Once you remove healthy breasts or you remove healthy genitalia, you know, you can't go and put those back on again.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that, you know, how dastardly, you know, people at their most vulnerable, that you would take advantage of people at their most vulnerable time. And we all, you know, through life's journey, we go in and out of areas of vulnerability. In this particular case, it happens to be, sexual, gender, specific. But this is shameful. What the medical community is doing, what adults are doing to these kids, teachers, educators, and that sort of thing, buying into this. I mean, it's like, well, wait a minute. Why don't you have your body altered first, and then go and talk to the kid?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we started out by making documentary films on these very people, and that's when Ignatius Press approached us about writing the book. And, mm-hmm. you know, myself and Callie Fell, who's the co-author of the book, you know, alongside me, we're both nurses. And so we really do lay the blame of a lot of this at the feet of the medical professionals who ought to know better. I mean, first, do no harm. And in the book, we outline other times where medicine went bad. You know, this is not the first time that medicine has lost its way.
Right, exactly.
But I do think that, you know, we're going to win this debate. We're going to win it a lot sooner than people maybe think we are.
I sure hope so. I mean, because look what's at risk here, Jennifer. I mean, I've been trying to get a number, first of all, how long has this been going on? I was kind of surprised to realize because it's come to the forefront here in the most recent of years. But this has been something that they've been messing around with for a couple of decades, in my understanding. And just also looking at the potential universe, how many people are we talking about and how many surgeries have actually taken place? I mean, has there been, a good study on that to where we could, you know, analyze where we are right now? Is that even feasible?
Yeah, that data is really hard to come by, only because there's nothing like a central tracking place to gather all this data.
Well, and it's probably they don't want you to have that data. You know, it's just like abortion, right? I mean, you got to know if they can't be that transparent about it that they're, you know, what are you hiding?
Yeah, well, what we always say is what doesn't count doesn't get counted.
Exactly. Yeah, wow. And here you are, and you don't want to be in that number that doesn't count, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want your children to be in that number that doesn't count. We're talking with Jennifer Lahl, her new book, The Dream Transition Diaries. We're going to talk specific stories when we come back, so stay tuned. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, and so we'll continue talking with Jennifer on the other side, so stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523, 800-284-0523.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Martin, it's after the top of the hour. Jennifer Lahl is with us. She's the founder and former president of the Center for Bioethics and Culture, spent 25 years in pediatric nursing and a senior level hospital management before founding the CBC. An award-winning documentary maker, she has produced several films, including Transmission, What's the Rush to Reassign Gender, The Detransition Diary, Saving Our Sisters, and The Lost Boys Searching for Manhood. Her co-author, Callie Fell, is the executive director of the Center for Bioethics and Culture and a perinatal nurse. In addition to co-producing documentaries for CBC, she hosts the podcast Venus Rising and is the program director for the Paul Ramsey Institute. Jennifer, you and Callie have really executed such a great service on behalf of people that want to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. So thank you for coming on the show and talking about your latest book.
Well, thank you again for having me. But we do see the importance of telling stories, whether it be through the documentary films we've made that you mentioned or through writing books. We think the public doesn't realize the absolute magnitude and level of harms that have been conducted on these young men and women. And they need to hear the stories of mm-hmm. young people that were vulnerable and were told a bunch of lies and believed the lies and now live to regret and are trying to come out of the ashes and put their life back together.
Well, like with COVID and so many other things before, the whole profession has taken a big hit of credibility. Because things that we wanted to believe, thought we could believe them, we found out we couldn't. And now here's another chapter and verse of deception that's being thrust upon us in the name of science. And also, as you say, in conflict with the Hippocratic Oath of doing no harm.
Yeah, and especially when it relates to the pediatric population or the minor population. Parents are the ones that are bringing their children in to see their, supposedly trusted family physician. And they're being told if you don't affirm this child's gender dysphoria, they're going to kill themselves. I live in California. We have several cases where children have been removed from their fathers, and their fathers don't have any custody or visitation over their children because they have decided that, no, my son is a son, and I'm not going to call him a girl. And so mm-hmm. parents absolutely live in fear, for one, because they
exactly.
have this person in authority, a family physician, saying, you've got to affirm this child. You've got to put them on puberty blockers. You've got to let them take the wrong hormones and have surgeries, or else they're going to kill themselves.
Exactly.
That's criminal.
I mean, yeah, what a terrible thing to live with. They would use that on the parents. And then, of course, you get legal situations come into play. You get educators getting involved. This whole thing is being weaponized in such a way that, I would not want to be in the middle of anything. But there are parents in the United States, Jennifer, that are right there. They're right there in the center of this madness. And what a heartbreak.
Yeah, and if it's not directly affecting your own children, your own family, your children are probably going to school with children that are telling you that they've changed sex and they're no longer a girl, that they need to be called a boy. That your children are in a school, with a teacher who's, mm-hmm. bought into this gender woo-woo nonsense and is, asking kids, what's your pronoun?
Right.
And, using words like gender binary and non-binary and gender fluid and gender queer. And what do these words even mean? And no wonder children are so confused.
We enter a state of confusion at that age anyway. I mean, generally, that's why I feel like it's such a shame, because they're naturally vulnerable. They're asking questions. Okay. And when I was going to school, we had health classes to address those issues. Not to rewrite and come up with our own version of human sexuality, this is what our society has come up with. So in the book, Detransition Diaries, you're telling the true stories of five women and two men. We got about 5 minutes. Let's share some stories here, if you would, Jennifer.
Yeah, I like to tell people that with young men and young women, and I'm talking again about minors, teenagers, mm-hmm. preteens, young adults, there's a lot of themes that are in common. These young people today spend way too much time on the internet. And there's all this trans trans garbage, you know, nonsense on the internet. These children are, like you said, already vulnerable. Trauma, puberty is difficult for almost everybody. There's been some kind of sexual abuse or violence in these children's past. And so, you know, this all these comorbidities are at a time when the world is telling them nonsense. Well, you're just born in the wrong body. That's why you feel this mm-hmm. distress. You know, this is the way to help you. And so we interviewed, a young girl who as a teenager had a double mastectomy and now, of course, regrets that.
Oh, wow. Yes. Wow. Yeah, because here it is. I mean, and she's a young teenager, so... for the rest of her life.
Yeah, and the good news is she's one of the several lawsuits that she's actually suing Kaiser Permanente out here in the state of California. She's suing the physician who approved her to have her double mastectomy. She's suing the surgeon who removed her healthy breast. She's suing the psychiatrist who said, yes, she's a sound mind and body to make this kind of a decision. We interviewed two men in the book who, lived with all kinds of distress. You know, one was just a young boy that had a more tender heart. And he grew up in a, hardcore working class family that said, boys don't do that. Boys don't do that. Boys do this. You know, he was just a more, into photography, loved music. So he got all these conflicting messages about what boys can and can't do, which, led him to be more confused about who he really was in his physical, biological sex.
Wow. Yeah, this is... This is so sad on so many levels, and here these are just a story of seven people, but how many hundreds of others are getting caught up in this net of confusion?
And that's another number of how many are, we call them detransitioners, who did this and then came back and said they woke up. A lot of them aren't public because they're attacked viciously. I mean, you see what's going on in university campuses right now, and the trans ideology movement is strong there with the trans flag. And if you speak out against it, you will just be attacked. And so there's a lot
exactly.
of people that just quietly don't raise their hand and say, count me, because they just want to get on with their life and pick up the pieces.
Wow. This is absolutely heartbreaking. 2 minutes left. Some more stories here, Jennifer.
Yeah, I think one of the important ones is a young woman, Helena, in the film. And Helena had a very significant trauma as a young girl in that she lost a very important caregiver. And her family was the kind of family that didn't talk about things. And that caused her all kinds of distress. And she was not popular at school. She was seen as the oppressor because she was from a white upper middle class home. And she figured out early on that if she just changed her pronouns and said she was non-binary, then all of a sudden she got to be a cool kid.
Yes.
And thinking about adolescence and puberty when you're, you feel like you're an outcast, you're not popular and you want to fit in, and you figure out, well, if I just do this, then I'll be popular. And the next thing she knew, she found herself in Planned Parenthood. She walked out of a very brief office visit in Planned Parenthood with her prescription for testosterone, and putting high dose of testosterone in a female body caused her just to rage. I mean, she became like this enraged person who ended up, with a psychotic breakdown and, almost took her own life. But all she was doing was trying to fit in and trying to be accepted amongst her peers. And that's the pressure these young kids have today. And again, I bring it back to the internet and the media influence on social media. In order to be cool, here's all the things you have to do.
This is something new. I was not aware. I don't know why I wasn't. I should have been. That Planned Parenthood was distributing testosterone to young women.
Yeah.
How long have they been doing this in the interest of, female health care? Right?
Quite a few years. For quite a while. And again, it's like, they get a 15-minute assessment.
unbelievable.
It's medical malpractice.
It's the whole truth and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer Lald, The Detransition Diaries, name of her book.
Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. The first witness in the Trump hush money trial in New York explained to the jury Tuesday about how a news magazine can help kill a damaging story or scandal for someone. David Pecker once ran the National Enquirer and is accused of funneling payments through former President Trump's lawyer to kill a story about an alleged affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Political commentator Tucker Carlson is being blamed for stoking anti-Ukrainian sentiment against Western interests. That accusation from Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking to reporters Tuesday.
Who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin.
The Senate set to pass a sweeping foreign aid package that includes more than $60 billion in military assistance for Kyiv on a bipartisan basis. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Richard Bartlett is going to be talking to us in just a moment, the emergency room medical director. We're going to talk about natural immunity. As you know, I've been on the record having gotten COVID early on. And at the time, Dr. Fauci, as you recall, was saying natural immunity, not all that good. Maybe you can expect it to help you out for 2 to 3 months. And, of course, now after the fact, we're realizing what a knucklehead statement that was. We're talking Dr. Fauci here. This is how compromised, intellectually compromised, Dr. Fauci, who was leading this whole thing, right? That Donald Trump was entrusting and believing that he was the guy to take care of this. But and I don't know why. I mean, it's like looking to Joe Biden to answer some questions and to lead the country in areas that he's demonstrated incompetence time and again. And Dr. Fauci has had that track record of incompetence. But yet here we go in this pandemic and we yield to him all honor and glory. And he's the God, the self-appointed God and guru of COVID-19. And he makes this statement. Okay. I mean, this guy's supposed to be a smart guy. All right. But I'm thinking, all right, I got COVID. I'm going to check this out. So I'm going to be my own guinea pig and see how I do with natural immunity. Refuse the jab, go through the process. I'm continually having about every 5-6 months, I was having blood tests to see how my immunity T cells were holding up. Strong as ever. My personal doctor said, "Hey, man, you're in great shape." 3 years later, my T cell immunity is still strong, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so his 2 to 3 month projection. This is from Dr. Fauci. You know, forget it. Well, Dr. Richard Bartlett joins us now. Richard, as we were talking about the... Oh, it's not working? Okay, all right. We're having some issues. All right, let me give you another number here. It looks like he's given me another number. And, of course, my eyesight is such that I'm having a hard time. So I'm going to have to... He must be in an emergency room or something here. So excuse us, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing this once again, as we do, because hey, it's just fun to do. And what I'm going to do, Brad, is I'm going to forward this number to you, if I can get it copied to your cell phone. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Can I talk to you direct without the audience? Sorry for the delay, ladies and gentlemen. A little technical difficulty, but, you know, if you've had any doubts whatsoever, if this is a live show, it's a live show, you know, so we get real with you and tell you what's going on here. So Dr. Richard Bartlett should be connecting with us in just a moment. He must be moving around and changing. We might get him in another emergency room, because he's emergency room ER medical director. So he's been on top of this all along. And we're going to talk about the natural infection that provides supposedly superior immune protection compared to COVID jab. Now, this study published last month in Frontiers in Cellular and Infection Microbiology confirms that natural SARS CoV-2 infection confers a more potent mucosal immunity following infection compared to vaccination with the Pfizer BioNTech mRNA COVID-19 jab in children. That's a mouthful. Dr. Bartlett joins us now. Richard, sorry for the delay. Appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Hey, Bill. Good morning. And this is big news. It confirms what we've seen over and over again. Mm-hmm. You know, we were told that if you get the shot, you won't get COVID. Was that true?
No. Right. And then, you won't get COVID and you won't infect other people. Right. It was a 1-2 punch. Right. Both proven to be false. And I mean, these are statements that weren't made by some, you know, some casual talking head or, a rock star or a rapper. These statements were made by the Biden administration, you know, from his own press secretary, his own lips, you know, go right on down the line, right?
Right. A Harvard professor that gets hired as the CDC director. Rochelle Walensky said, you won't get COVID. So that's a Harvard professor, medical doctor, and she lied. And then Biden said the same thing. President of the United States lied. And then Fauci lied. And so they didn't just give one lie. When one lie was proven wrong, they gave another and another. But this study that just was published out of Italy shows what we've seen before. So I'm going to break it down. December of 2023 in Nature magazine out of Canada, the University of McMaster's in Ontario, working with the government, showed that the shots in the arm and the muscle are never going to give adequate protection for a respiratory infection because the infection is happening in the mucosal lining. The lining on the inside of our mouth, throat, nose, lungs is called mucosa. And that requires a different kind of antibody. There's five classes of antibodies. GMADE. When I was in medical school, I memorized GMADE. GMADE. E antibodies are, A antibodies are involved in protecting the mucosa. We've known that for 50 years. You got to have A antibodies to protect the mucosa. There's mucosa on the lining of your respiratory tract, and when you get a shot in the arm, you get IgG antibodies, IgG, but that doesn't give you protection for the mucosa.
Right.
And so let me tell you the spin. Why they're finally acknowledging this is because they're recommending You're going to hear these catchphrases in the media over the next 2 years. We need next generation, next gen vaccines. And what they're talking about is they're going to make an inhaled vaccine with dry protein. And so watch out, because you won't be able to get away from that, an inhaled vaccine. And so that's why they're finally acknowledging, we were wrong. This in December 2023, in Nature magazine, the University of McMaster in Ontario said, gosh, these shots in the arm are not getting us protection where we really need it for a respiratory virus, which is the mucosa. And then in Japan, December 2023 in Japan, in Helion magazine, it said in more detail that you don't get enough IgA. They finally admitted it after three Pfizer shots. And so so the latest thing that we're talking about today, March 27th, it was published out of Italy, that it's not just IgA that's down, but you don't get enough IgA2 specifically. And so there's different subtypes of antibodies. It's not just IgA, but you need to have IgA2. And so that doesn't happen. But they also coincidentally found in Italy that about 30% of the kids that were unvaccinated already had IgA2 antibodies to COVID. So with or without the shot, a third of them were protected. So a lot of things are being uncovered. The big takeaway is these shots in the arm, even if they say we got our 10th booster for you, don't roll up your sleeve. Don't cut in line.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Bartlett. Have these shots interfered and interrupted the natural defenses against COVID?
Excellent question. Breaking news right now, five nations, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, have shown that actually it may be triggering cancer, making it easier for cancer to spread because as a result of the pseudouridine in the shots. Breaking news that just got published.
Wow. Well, because you start to unravel and look at this, and like you say, there's no culpability, and you say that they apologize. I didn't hear any apology. I just heard them go, hey, next phase, let's just, they lied, people died, about the only person so far that seems to have paid any price has been, Governor Cuomo out of New York, but he didn't even get, punished for his poor decisions over COVID in killing, seniors with the plan that he executed there
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour. I know this is kind of like shock and awe, right? Dr. Richard Bartlett is here with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. As we break this down, information you should have had a long time ago, but the media has done us no favor. Social media, the social media oligarchs, the government in all its entirety. I mean, we know the FBI has been on this, putting pressure, wink, wink, you know. Oh, you know, we're going to have a little visit from, you know, the government. And, you know, Richard, you had a little visit, you know, from a couple of three-letter, you know, agencies came knocking on your door early on before the EAU, but it's emergency use authorization, right? EUA?
Yeah. So the FDA cannot issue emergency use authorization, which is a fancy term for human experimentation. You cannot start a human experiment. That's a big deal to start experimenting. Mm-hmm. And so you can't give an emergency use authorization to start human experimentation if there's already an effective treatment. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, budesonide for COVID was an effective treatment proven by Oxford in the STOIC trial, the principal trial, and Australia, Brazil, and the UK did the TOGETHER trial. Every single study shows that budesonide works against COVID. There's not one study that shows that it doesn't work. And that's why it was added to the Australia's national strategy to treat COVID. That's mm-hmm. why it was added to India's national strategy to treat COVID eventually, because of these facts. But let me tell you what, this information was dangerous to people who wanted to make a killing, that wanted to make a killing. And they did make a killing.
Yeah, so, in more ways than one, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, $38 billion is what Pfizer collected in 2022 alone, $38 billion with a B. And Moderna collected $18.4 billion in 2022 alone. They're not just doing it in that one year. And so there was a lot of money on the table, a lot of money at stake. And let me tell you, and if you had an effective, safe treatment that's been out for 30 years that costs $3 a treatment, nobody's going to make any money off of that.
No, and no. So that, yeah, exactly.
That needed to be buried, suppressed, and attacked. And it was. It was attacked. And they tried to
kill
him.
Well, because there was even more, I think, diabolical, a diabolical agenda that was involved here, Dr. Bartlett. It wasn't just about the money. I think it goes deeper than this. I mean, you got...
It does go deeper than this. And when you look at the big picture, that in 1975, the UN, which is an anti-American establishment, had the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty that says germ warfare bad, bioweapons, weapons of mass destruction that are bioweapons are bad, but there's a loophole. You can make a little batch if you make a vaccine at the same time. That explains everything that's been happening
for yes.
20 years. And so that's why they keep popping up with vaccines for diseases that we haven't even seen yet, because they've made the weapons in the labs. So that's what gain-of-function research is about.
Exactly.
In 2011, they made bird flu in University of Wisconsin. And at the same time, they made it in another country as well, so that, in Belgium, I believe. So you got bird flu weaponized back in 2011, and now we're hearing that a myth is being spun, in my opinion, that it went from birds to penguins to otters and seals to western Minnesota goat to some cows in the panhandle of Texas to some worker there with some red eyes, and that's all he had. And so that makes it a zoonotic infection myth, potentially.
Yeah. Well, they'll probably try and load up all these cicadas that are coming out, right?
Well, I'm just saying, when you look at the PREP Act out of 2005, that gives blanket immunity for a quote, countermeasure. What is a countermeasure? The vaccines, bags over the head in ERs, keeping people away from their loved ones when they're dying in the hospital. Giving the wrong vaccine to the wrong people, all these kinds of outrageous things that have been done where people literally were imprisoned in hospitals. If you ask Senator Bob Hall of Texas, he'll tell you he had calls from people who were trapped in the hospital, not allowed to leave.
Well, they wouldn't let him go. Exactly.
Yeah. Or you know, sending Cuomo sent infected people to nursing homes and caused a spread of the death.
Yes.
You know, all that's protected by the PREP Act 2005, which was when George W. was president.
I was going to say, brought to you by George W. Bush. And he's said nothing about that since, has he?
I haven't heard anything, but he doesn't he doesn't talk to me. So I'm just saying the PREP Act, the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty of 75, the 1986 a law that said you can't hold a vaccine manufacturer accountable if they killed your baby, if their product caused you to go blind or paralyzed you, which, by the way, people have gone blind and people have been paralyzed because of the COVID shots.
Exactly.
But you cannot sue the manufacturers. Even there's a list of 1,200 diagnoses that Pfizer had made of diseases associated with their product, and you don't hear that on commercials because they
before it rolled out. Yeah, before it rolled out. And that's according to the Pfizer safety data that what thousands of doctors right now are looking into and tearing apart. And, you know, this was information that was going to be withheld. You thought that JFK got reassassinated or something because they weren't going to release it, 70 years down the road? What?
Right.
That's suspicious, right?
Uh-huh. I was on the board of the nonprofit, the Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency, that sued the FDA with the FOIA request for the Pfizer information so we could give informed consent to our patients. We wanted to know the good, the bad, the ugly.
Exactly.
And they said legally we're supposed to give that to you. We got it in the computer. Pfizer gave us that. But we don't want the American people to see it for 55 years. 2 weeks later, they changed their mind to 75 years. They wanted to hide it from the public and let them in court. And the federal judge, Mark Pittman, forced them to release it. And that was shocking. It had one of the things on the list was Kaposi sarcoma, AIDS cancer. Have you ever heard of a medical product that the FDA allowed to be unleashed on the American people that had AIDS cancer as a potential?
Oh,
but that ties into what we're talking about, that shots in the arm actually are, according to a new study that just came out, breaking news today, that it actually seems to suppress the immune system and can actually make cancers grow or metastasize. And they were talking specifically about melanoma. So that's breaking news right now that I have just read this morning about 10 minutes ago. And so that ties into China published a science paper saying mice in the lab after 5 COVID shots had basically AIDS, VADs. Their immune systems were toast after looking at their humoral and cellular immunity after 5 shots. So if you're a Chinese mouse, don't get 5 or more COVID shots.
Yeah, exactly. informed consent, even in mouse world. Now, I want to get back to budesimide. We talked about this last time. Why was this so suppressed? I mean, here in the United States, I mean, you know, we're hearing more about it from you than we are the mainstream. I don't think I haven't seen anything reported from the mainstream media unless I'm missing something.
Anybody that's listening, budesonideworks.com, B-U-D-E-S-O-N-I-D-E works.com, and you'll have a library of information. Just click on the tabs and see the science studies. The medicine has been out 30 years, and it really was is a silver bullet for COVID. It has We've lost the ventilators out of the ICU that were deemed hospice DNR, where the doctors and the hospitals were threatening loved ones to for a DNR hospice order, and they wouldn't comply. And they instead got budesonide because they pushed back. And when they did that, the people came off of a death sentence and came home to their families. We saw that over and over again. Budesonide is a extreme threat to these COVID shots and to other expensive, dangerous medicines that have the risk of like, if you look at Paxlovid, brought to you by Pfizer, has a long list of dangerous drug interactions with many medicines. And originally it was for 50 and older, but you see younger than 50 years old being prescribed it like it's candy. And so, and by the way, that's where we learned a new term, rebound COVID, after Paxlovid came out, brought to you by Pfizer.
Right, wow.
Pfizer has a record for the largest criminal fine in the history of the United States, by the way.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $2.3 billion for in 2000, I think it was 2009, for according to the Department of Justice, they were purposely giving misleading information with the intent to defraud. That's interesting.
Yeah, so well, exactly. See, what all this is all coming down to is the old basic axiom. If you want to see what somebody's going to do, look at what they've done. And here, United Nations, the WHO, you know, trying to, you know, Joe Biden wants to sign, you know, some sort of agreement with them that puts them into a priority position to control anything that has to do with a pandemic. I mean, we're going to surrender our sovereignty. This is what Joe Biden is doing. This is unbelievable. I mean, they want to get it to the point to where, hey, we're just told to jump and how high, and that's it. Shut up, get the vax, get the jab, and, you know, try and live happily ever after, I guess.
Yes. So, you know, here's the thing. The state of Louisiana literally passed a law last month saying the WHO will not interfere with their care of their patients and have influence in their state. It's that big a deal. That's not a fringe peripheral conspiracy theory. The state of Louisiana just passed the law.
Well, there it is. This is a reality, ladies and gentlemen. And thank God for Dr. Richard Bartlett sharing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. You need to be aware. And also, we're going to find out more information about the Pfizer safety data that is now being exposed so you can see what these guys were up to, which I think is, again, it's more than the money. There's something else that's driving this. And a little bit of my, I guess, my sensitivity, Dr. Bartlett, is that these guys may be eugenicists in heart and just believe that there's just too much population and we need to cull the herd, so to speak.
Yeah, heartbreaking. It is very clear that they think that they need to kill people to save the earth.
Exactly. Dr. Richard Bartlett.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of